He almost famous me. He stayed a while. He was like Cameron Crowe hanging out of my pad, looking at my pathetic life.
In East Los Angeles?
In Little Highland Park.
You live in Watts, right? What?
About 10 years ago. 10 years.
In person, 10 years ago.
Common law.
He was an early R. Stevie Moore cassette club customer.
Early. 20 years too late.
Oh, no, I'm talking 1700s.
I sent him music. In fact, I sent him the Doldrums by way of introduction. And he sent me my first email when I had signed up to Hotmail. It says Moore's Code. First thing that I received.
Your very first email was from
Moore's Code. Yes.
Moore's Code.
What did you think when you first heard it?
Great. Loved it.
He wrote it. He said, he asked to collaborate right then and there, and I near about.
I did?
Yes, you did. You're like, want to collab? It was like the last thing he said, and I just never answered it directly. I was just like, yeah. Well, I think I made it. I can die now.
But it was all about bedroom rock and roll.
But I didn't know that back then. There was no bedroom rock and roll back then. It was just rock and roll, and I wasn't part of it. So
naturally, I did not want to sleep with him.
No.
I just wanted to record.
What do you think of Ariel's new record?
It's challenging.
All right.
He is such a sellout. Just kidding. No, I love it. It took a little while, and I thought, uh-oh. A lot of people are going to say that. Uh-oh. Fun's over. You know, give me the old.
Exactly.
Just, is that what I sounded like?
We don't want to know your what?
That was your music that I just mimicked.
Oh, was
it? But it was inspired by R. Stevie Moore was doing the same kind of thing.
And you're the one with tinnitus, for God's sakes.
What'd you say? It grows on you. You know, I'm
track four.
I'm curious what people that don't know. I mean, the earlier stuff up before this album, it's totally different, whole different animal. I'm curious to know if people are gonna like it.
Me too.
4AD.
We hope it's a hit.
4AD jumped on it. Yeah.
Well, 4AD didn't even know what they were getting themselves into. They got to hear it last of, the blogs got it before they.
They only wanted to sign him because he kept saying R. Stevie Moore, R. Stevie Moore.
And I keep on saying,
we gotta grab this.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Signing off on Fader TV. Read it and weep.
You still rolling?
Yep. All right.
Oh my God! No, the part where he fucking attacks me, and bundles me.
Take your clothes off.
Truth comes out.